So he's gone and done it. Donald Trump has decided to allow airstrikes without congressional approval, may I add, which he was highly critical of Barack Obama of not using congressional approval when he decided to airstrike Syria. He's gone and done it overnight. 50 to 60 Tomahawk missiles costing around about $100 million fired towards a Syrian government airbase. Smart move, Trump. You've literally debilitated some of the Syrian Air Force to tackle ISIS. And as we speak, ISIS are now making an advance to try and take back a city within Syria. Unbelievable. I cannot believe I'm absolutely mad this morning. I chucked away my Trump t-shirt. I've been backing this guy since the run-up to the election, since he pretty much announced his candidacy. He was very anti-establishment. You looked into his history. It looked like genuinely this could be the first guy in US politics for quite some time that was actually going to stand up for the American people and put American people's interests first. Maybe domestically, that's what he'll still do. But the foreign policy hasn't changed. This is exactly the same foreign policy of the Democrats. You see Hillary Clinton coming out saying the same thing. We should go and attack fucking Syria. And they're blaming the chemical sarin attack on Assad with very flaky evidence indeed. There were some recent maps coming out showing the flight path of a Syrian military jet. And using that as evidence that that they carried out the attacks. However, Russian reports state that the Syrian warplane did carry out an attack, but the area and depot that they hit actually had the chemical weapons in them, and that's what caused the sarin attack. Now, what leads me to believe this is a complete red herring? What leads me to believe this is not done by Assad? Well, in 2013, they did the same thing where Obama blamed Bashar al-Assad for committing chemical attacks on his own people, except it came out, well, actually, it was Saudi Arabia that was selling munitions to the rebels in Syria, where they mishandled the chemicals, and that's what caused the whole thing to happen. And since ISIS and other rebel groups have been using chemicals within Syria around about up to 50 times. Oh, you don't hear too much about that in the media, do you? I am so fucking pissed off, you would not believe, because one thing that's happened throughout the whole build-up of this general election, I was against the grain. I live in London, and you don't find too many Trump supporters around in London. I've had people block me on Facebook, I've had people unfriend me on Facebook, I've had people call me all sorts of shit because I decided to put my neck out there and said, this has got to be better than Hillary Clinton. If you look at Hillary Clinton's track record and what she's done through being in office for all her years, a sordid, despicable history, a horrible human being, same with Bill Clinton. And yet, it seems like the foreign policy is to create this non-stop perpetual war that creates a lot of money for the United States and other countries through the military-industrial complex. I can't believe it. It's absolutely ridiculous. And you look at Donald Trump's tweets. Look at his tweets going from years back saying it's unconstitutional to not ask Congress to carry out these airstrikes. He fucking does it himself. He says starting something in Syria will just end in bad news, etc. So time and time again, he has come out against Obama saying this is a bad news situation. You shouldn't be doing this. We should be isolationist. We shouldn't be getting involved in foreign wars. And what does he do? He fucking does this. Creating a melting pot right in the Middle East at the moment. Provocating Russia. I'm not dramatizing this by any stretch of the imagination. This is the closest. Right now is the closest point we have got to World War III. Today. People will say it won't happen. It really now boils down to Russia. Russia can either just say, look, we don't want a fucking third world war, because if we start intervening, China would intervene as well. It will be a third world war. There's no doubt about it. If Russia gets totally involved within this conflict, sticking up for the Syrian government. And people forget that Russia is borderlining these countries and they're looking after their own interests, trying to stop these fucking insane fuckers getting into their country and carrying out terrorist attacks. I just don't get it. It makes no fucking sense. It makes no sense. So what's Trump playing at? Has he done 4D chess? People talk about 4D chess because he has a way of trolling the media and doing something completely different. And it works out to be a stroke of genius. Is this a move on his behalf to potentially get the Chinese president to take affirmative action in North Korea to make sure North Korea don't become a real force? I don't know. I don't think... It doesn't look like that's the case to me. It doesn't look like that's the case to me whatsoever. Because one of the reasons why is because the United States has once again, along with the UK military and the UK government, pallied up to Saudi Arabia. Yes, the country that has one of the worst human rights records ever, let alone their treatment of people that are in the LGBT community, throwing people off fucking buildings because they're gay. But because their oil is there, oh wow, isn't it funny we go everywhere with this fucking oil? You look at what happened in Libya, celebrating that this guy was fucking raped with a, I don't know if it was a machete or something like that, when Gaddafi died, they fucking raped him in the ass with some sort of weapon. Oh, it's just disgusting. And we were celebrating it. Fucking Hillary Clinton was celebrating it. We were never really told what truly was going on in Libya. However, it was a country that was actually doing pretty well for itself by African standards. It was a country that wanted to get off the US-backed dollar for oil and were looking at a new gold standard currency in their country. The IQ of the people that were living in Libya were some of the highest in Africa. It was a country, by comparison to other countries within the African region, that was a little bit more, well, let's just say, a little bit more sensible than a lot of other countries within that region. And yet they went in there, overthrew him, gave weapons to what's now ISIS, is attacking people on our homeland here, throwing them all of these fucking jeeps, missiles, etc., backing them to try and do their own proxy war because it's beneficial to them to overthrow Assad, overthrow Gaddafi in Libya, because it works in the interests of the United States government. I just feel really disappointed that I've been hoodwinked by this myself. I mean, it was a stroke of fucking genius. You look at what happened. The American people, the UK people, have been completely disenchanted by politicians, because they've lied, they've cheated to us over and over again. So they gave us a candidate who looked like, genuinely, for the first time. And people got hoodwinked by Barack Obama, but this seemed like it was really different. This guy didn't come across like he was a politician. He technically is not a politician, but he came across like he was going to be the person that was going to stand up for people, stand up for the American people, stand up for just basically not getting into these fucking foreign wars which cause people to get radicalized and want to bomb the shit out of innocent people over in our countries. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And it turns out, well, it looks to me like that's not the case. Now, maybe it was a precision strike. Maybe people haven't died. But I tell you, more often than not, people do get savaged by these acts. 50, 60 Tomahawk missiles. You telling me that no innocent civilian has died through that? Give me a break. And I really hope the liberals and the leftists don't use this as nothing more than a chatosphere to say, oh, we told you, fuck off. This isn't about that at all. Because you know Hillary would have done exactly the same. She's been calling for it. It's a different smell of the same old shit. Anyway, I had to get this off my chest. I'm fucking unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, I'm off. I've got to go. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tune in for more. Hit the subscribe button. I'll see you later.